Welcome everyone at 6:30.
6:31 now. We'll start, I guess, with introductions. Jay Olson, Chairman of the Board.
Stan Jensen.
Scott Donnelly.
Wade Eliason.
Cody Christensen.
Matt Palmer.
Justin Jackson.
Christine Oxman.
Brian Andrew.
Oh, John Christensen.
Lacey Belknap.
Randy Hunt.
Stuart Jansen.
Ben Strait.
Hey, welcome, everyone. Board members, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes.
Any corrections or changes? If not, we'll entertain a motion to accept.
I'll make that motion.
Need a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. We'll rearrange our agenda a little because our Aquatrax is not here yet. And when they come, then we'll go right into that presentation for you guys. I mean, we'll try to make this as efficient as possible. But since they're not here, we're just going to go to our next on
Wade.
On project updates. What have you got, Brian?
You got discussion on ranking.
Sorry, my travel time hasn't caught up with my mouth yet.
You're not relaxed yet?
It's not relaxed, actually. Ranking criteria, you asked us to add a criteria for technology, use of technology. We're just about done. I've got that draft to present to the board, but I don't have it with me tonight. And then project updates, we did have one more submittal to rank and discuss. And I'm blanking on who submitted now.
Was it Manti?
What's that?
Was it Manti? They were asking about it.
No, it wasn't Manti. It was somebody else. But we're going through that with the new policy change, how that would affect all of them. So There is a new one there for the May meeting.
Manti's been pretty best, and I refer them to you.
They have called, but this was someone else, and they working on getting all the information. They hadn't got everything in yet.
Do we know what the scope of the project was?
It was a large one. It was like $200,000 or $300,000. That is what I have to tell you on new project.
Okay. So current project, we're still in the same place, right?
We funded those that you've submitted. We had a policy change last meeting.
And none of them are completed or anything. Okay. And there's nothing on our change application status that I'm aware of. I was hoping to talk to the state engineer when we were meeting with her, but she was not as available as I thought she would be. So we didn't get a discussion.
What about lunch? You didn't sit by you at lunch?
I did, but she wasn't in the talking mood on that subject.
So that's what you mean by talking mood.
Yep. Okay. On our change application, Brian sent out a list of the ones, the current ones. I've got a stack of
copies of the letters.
Copies of comments from the state engineer back to us on some of these and everything.
Did you send that out?
Yeah.
I did, but I think I sent it to Jay.
Oh, you only sent it to me?
I think
the rest of us
anything.
Received that.
Well, I saw it, but I assumed. I didn't look to see if it went to everybody else. So
I'm like, I haven't seen
anything. The reason I did that, though, I have copies of it tonight. Most of them were ones we reviewed last time, but they weren't officially filed yet. They have now been filed. There was the four down for Moroni. We did, so we've got the protest letters filed now. The one was that 48-acre feet that we were going to request a hearing for.
You can say you did request a hearing,
yep,
right?
Yep, in that letter we requested a hearing. And since then, there are several additional ones. Here's the list. Let me just read some of them. But that's why I didn't send them out, is because we'd already reviewed almost all of them last time. But I do have letters prepared to protest those. So there were the Oh, let me get the new ones here on my second sheet. So Oak and Canal Creek, so I assume that's, there's three for Horseshoe. They're all, again, they haven't been advertised yet. They're for 1.4 acre feet. I think we talked about those last time. There's one directly on the Sand Pitch River that is Devil's Pass Irrigation Company. That is also just 1 acre foot. And then another Horseshoe Irrigation one, and then the four for Morona Irrigation Company.
And they're all surface to ground.
They're all surface to ground. All of them are very small, one home type thing, except for that one that was 47 acre feet.
Yeah.
Brian, there's evidently one on our canal too that's an application that the watermaster says that just hit us.
Okay.
That needs to be looked at. It's going to take water out of our canal and put it up on the east side somewhere.
What's the name? Do you know the name on that yet?
Well, I can't tell you. It'd be out of the Gunnison Fayette Canal.
Okay. I'll look for that.
But that's still in 65, right? Or is that not?
No, that's
so what's that? What's your air use?
It's 67.
67.
But it still needs to be looked at.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it can be looked at. I just wondered.
I met with my group that does this, and we are adding that. I said all the way to Axtell, basically. Not the whole, the ones that are in San Pete County, but in that water right area.
Yep.
So I should have those next time real fast, but I will look for Gunnison Fayette as well. So that's the water rights. And then I have the same water right, reviewed them last time. You know, you guys approved them, but made the one change to the larger one to request a hearing. Mm-hmm.
Did we ever get more information on the one that Adam Rona or the Watermaster says, I never signed that.
And well, that's the one we're protesting.
That's the one we're talking about.
Did we ever get anything more out of them?
I haven't said anything more. Okay. But I know this has been going on for probably 3 years. Hmm. They just keep taking a different avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, these were ones, two of them were, we talked about several months ago, they were changed and then refiled.
They've been rejected once.
Yep,
some of them. Rejected them once. Or twice, but been multiple times. It's been tied up in court and everything.
I had to get my brain on straight. I did a whole bunch of water right stuff today, so I almost told you about some stuff out by the Great Salt Lake. And I was like, wait, wrong meeting.
You can say, you start
talking, you guys are like, what?
You start talking Great Salt Lake, you'll get comments that you don't want to hear.
Well, ask you to leave at that point.
We'd like some of the funding that's going there to come to our area, but yeah.
It hasn't come to anyone yet, so that's what we're waiting on.
So, okay, any questions or anything on the change application from board members? Okay, down on the Narrows, we did have a tour and a kind of a site visit with elected officials and state agencies.
We have six elected officials represented.
Yeah, it was a very good representation. It was a good tour, good discussion. We've got good support from our federal leadership and stuff. We are going to try to get a meeting put together after May 6th, because May 6th is when the bill takes effect with federal partners and FLIPCO, which is public lands here in the state, and state parks.
Gary Webster from Lee's office went up, back up, after you guys came down. And walked around, took more pictures and stuff to send to his staff.
Well, like I said, we're going to try to get a meeting to discuss what we need to do next and what they need from us and what we can hopefully get them to help us with.
He also requested me. I sent Mr. Webster maps what we're trying to do with the federal versus private and things like that as well. So he's been the most proactive.
Well, you know, I talked to him and sent him your number and okay. stuff. And
yeah, he reached out to me.
And then I had another meeting, and I'll yeah. talk about that in closed session. That's why I wasn't there. And then we were in a meeting after that night, and I asked him what he'd been doing all day since he got back, and he said, I went back up and just walked around and took lots of pictures and sent them to
that's good.
Our national office to get the transfer started.
And if nothing else, it is bringing a lot of elected officials to actually look and listen to the whole argument for the reservoir. I mean, we had, you know, Burgess Owens was there, representatives from Senator Lee's office, and what was the two other?
We had Kennedy's office, Curtis's. We had Curtis' office, we had...
Yeah, Curtis, Kennedy, there was another one, too. I can't remember.
Kennedy
and Curtis and
Kennedy
Owens.
Kennedy and Curtis and Owens.
There was and Lee.
Kennedy Shirley. And Lee.
Yes,
yeah. And Lee. I mean, that was the four federal that we have.
Yeah.
So and what's the meeting for, Jay?
It was just to get...
The meeting coming up.
The meeting coming up, what is it for? It's to continue the discussion on what needs to happen land transfer-wise, funding, just the NEPA, all those things, and see what we can do to get them federal legislators to help in this process.
This last meeting was preliminary. Senate Bill 209, which did the study for the state park and Narrows, doesn't take effect until May 6th. So the next meeting will be official first stakeholder meeting.
For a state park or for the dam?
Both. Yes.
Yes.
All of you both.
It's for both. I mean, we have to remember that this is a way to get to where we want to be with the reservoir. I mean, and it's like we said, there's a lot of involvement. There was a lot of positive interaction with everybody there. And a lot of, you know, those representatives and stuff, their staff was going, this makes no sense that this hasn't been built. That this should be, makes no sense, you know. Senator Owens, our senator, you know, we're going to go through his staff to set up the meeting and stuff, use his staff to, because they've got a better calendar, you know, for those other elected officials and stuff. So that's the direction we're planning on going. And he was more than willing to help. He said, just call me when you want to set up a meeting and we'll start doing it. So we're going to try to do it as soon in May as we possibly can after the 6th, and the 6th is on a Wednesday. So that's what I would like to see us do as a board, unless you guys want different. I mean, this is up to you guys. That's just...
No, I think it's great. I chatted with the DNR folks. They are way excited about it. He said a lot of people ask them to do state parks in different areas, but they don't have the resources. He was looking at the trees. He was looking at the everything that's going on around it. He was super excited, and he asked me if Extension could get involved and help doing some of the design processes. And so I called we have an outdoor rec program through Extension. I got a hold of them, and we're getting them with DNR. He said, yeah, we can work with them, no problem. So I think there's some pieces that are coming together.
There was also in the old EIS a whole chapter on recreation. Mm-hmm. And values and things, and so I sent that to those guys. They requested it as well.
Good.
I mean, there were two things that really stood out to me that I heard repeatedly. One was, well, Schofield's a state park. This one should be too. And this is a no-brainer. I heard that from half a dozen different places that,
know, this reservoir, it's a no-brainer. But they're actually starting to listen and pay attention to this now and make it serious.
Yep. And I think our intention should be to keep the pressure on and keep the involvement with these guys as much as possible so that we can move the process as quick as possible. I mean, the report will be done on the feasibility of the state park with and without the reservoir. I mean, that'll happen. But if we can move anything else along during this process that helps us, Brian has met with the Corps of Engineers. We're starting to look at what we need to do to update our NEPA and everything. We did discuss that with
Congressman Owen.
Owens, yeah, and some of the staff saying, you know, this could be a long process again, very expensive, and they're looking. He said, well, we'll see what we can do to help shorten up that process and stuff. And there's some other things that are happening that might change the NEPA process for us. So I think our job as a board is to make sure that we keep the pressure on and try to engage as much as possible and provide all the information that they request as quick as possible. And so that's kind of where we're at on that. Any other questions? She asked to be a little late, and I approved it. So get off her case.
No, there's no teasing. No.
We're a serious bunch.
Yep. I just remembered something. I do have that information on the applicant. It was the Fayette Irrigation Company that applied for that.
And so the new project?
The new project.
Thank you.
Go back on that.
Good. Thank you.
And it was Clark Brown that submitted that. Is he your water master? Is he on the board?
He's an irrigator.
No.
Okay. It was to pipe. We've asked for more information. It was to pipe about 3 miles of canal. They're asking for $500,000.
Okay. No. This is entirely different.
That's what I mean. This is not yours. I was just.
No. You know. This. Yeah. But this. Okay. So that's the Fayette Spring.
Is it? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I said, they didn't submit drawings or anything, so I don't know anymore. Now,
but this is an application for us to fund.
Yep.
This isn't a water transfer application.
No, it's not a water transfer.
Okay.
So we're make sure we're both on the same page.
Two different things.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that's all the information they submitted, so we're pulling in some more information for them. But they want to build it next year. So I did have that information. I just looked in the wrong spot when you asked me.
Okay. Is there anything else that we...
That was the only project submitted.
But anything else on the narrows that...
This is more for closed sessions.
Okay. Okay. Other business or anything? Anything from the public? Any public got any concerns or comments? Now's your opportunity. Okay. Our website discussion. We sent money off. Have we got a contract for them back or anything?
Well, Nate's going to appear. I'm just having a hard time getting into our thing, but he's going to appear by phone to talk to you, and we're going to do a committee.
Yep, a subcommittee.
Subcommittee, and he's
and the ones that are most appear. Excited are the ones that are serving.
And then we got him onto our .gov thing, so he's approved to be on that. We put him as a manager. On that. So I'm just trying to get this.
Okay. Do we need to hook it up over here, or are we going to be good
there?
Yeah,
it would be great if I could just log in here.
Got it hanging there. Might as well use it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
We had a table in here before, so
we could do it.
Do you have an HDMI output?
If we can do that.
I think she should have that on that new computer. You would assume, but every time I assume anything, I'm in trouble.
Keeping my head at the shitting head of the lamb never works. And you have to bring them in one at a time. Pretty good land crop. After just some feet for the plants.
Well, should we move on to our financials?
Let's go ahead and move that one. I'm trying to.
Okay, let's move down to the financials. Amanda?
Do you guys have any questions about anything?
Are you sure that that was the only invoice we had from the attorney?
Yeah, they emailed me and they said that.
Yes, because we haven't been on the phone together like we were during the session.
I knew you guys all were going to be like, what the heck? But I even asked them and they're like, we're not going to have any for this month. So we might have a lot. I don't know. Can we talk
I've talked to Nate once. He's still working on the Huntington, Cleveland information. Well, that's still pending. I did talk, you know, with Cody Allred and stuff down the water users, and everybody's on the same page there. But that's the only real contact that we have, and it's going on right now.
What's pending with that?
That we're the letter saying that we're not being a financial agent, and then the request for the costs that we've already incurred for reviewing contracts and doing that. So that's what's pending. You know, we approved all that last meeting, and everybody had spring break, and everybody seemed to take spring break. So I mean, Nate was gone for a week, and so.
Dang it, no one's told me. I would have taken a week.
I was glad I didn't have to. Of course, I'm going tomorrow. So.
Okay. Any questions about?
So any questions on any of the other bills?
Any questions are him. But they all looked right.
Yep.
And we got them in by
your
deadline.
Got them in by my deadline. Good job.
Move to approve.
Reception out here,
You got the Wi-Fi? No, just get the one on
my there's anybody to record that.
Send me a code.
Okay.
But you can get on Wi-Fi. Call.
Got a move.
Yep.
So. Motion and a second. So. Christine Scott approved, and Wade seconded the motion to approve the financials. So.
Scott and who?
Wade. Any questions on the motion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Nobody opposed? Motion carries. Okay. As far as acquisition of water, there's nothing going on right there that I'm aware of that needs to be discussed here. So if we can get him on. Otherwise, we might go into closed session and invite you guys to stand outside for a little bit. We'll apologize for this.
You guys could go down into the other half of the building and play tag or something.
No pickleball. They got pickleball.
Oh, get this pickleball.
All right, perfect.
Now, still working on it, right?
But if you do that, you have to come back and tell us who won.
Only if you're getting along.
Do we look like we don't get along?
Well, but when you have competitive sports, you know, I'm sure you guys have been to little kids' soccer games and t-ball and all those things, so, you know, that can get very serious.
We don't get too serious down there in Sunfield.
That's good.
It's good.
Not sure I'm believing it, but it's good.
Yeah, wait until the mayor sees this picture that I took.
I told him we were coming. It's not my way.
Not with your other spouse, so.
Well, did you end up in the paper?
Not yet. We won't know.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Again, so you're back to back.
Oh, no,
there could be a picture on Thursday.
I'm in the paper enough. I don't need any more. Any other reason?
I just.
There was a reporter documenting that visit. She asked who just he spoke, told some things, and she said, "Who's that guy?"
Yeah.
And then I said, "Well, he's in the paper last week." She's like, "Oh, that's right. I know him." So.
Yeah, everybody knows him.
Well, if it's in the messenger, it'll be over.
Right.
That's guaranteed, right? We all understand that.
In fact, we had a good discussion on the accuracy of reporting.
So was the training good?
We're just about reporting and
You're an expert.
I'm an expert now.
Accountant, right?
Yeah. So we won't be in trouble again.
Yep.
Well, I guess it depends on whether we got our training done.
Yeah, does everybody have their training? Because they did mention about the special service district training that everybody has to have it done every year.
Every year do we have to do it?
Every year.
Every year.
They've changed that then,
because
it's not
that. It's not per year. Term.
Oh, okay.
But you have a year to do it. And if you don't, we can be in trouble.
What are they going to do? Kick us off?
I don't know. We might get a fine. I'm not sure.
I know they won't kick us off, because you won't allow it.
More and more
they can kick you off, and then he'll just reappoint
you. But you can just do it online on their website.
That gives another year.
It triggers the line, right?
We played this game with them.
I'd send that out if anybody. They usually only do it twice a year. I'll report back on this water rights certification that I'm taking. I really don't know what to expect.
Is that who's doing it?
So, Rural Water of Utah is who I signed up through.
That's who sponsors it,
That's
right?
Who sponsors it, but it's through the state. It's an actual state certification on water rights. It's a day and a half plus a half a day for the test. You don't have to take the test. I'm taking the test for, you know, my own job reasons. But it was, it looked like it went through stuff like adjudication and some of these other processes that we've talked about potentially coming and we want to stay out of. There was about a half a day.
Yeah, it goes through that. Change applications, adjudication, what was the third one? It's by staff from Division of Water Rights.
Yes.
And then two attorneys. I looked up what you were telling me about. Title updates was another one.
Yeah.
And then the adjudication process. So, and then the legislative process.
Yes. So, and if, you know, I can report back on if it was worth the time or not, but we had talked about if it gets up to the board. If somebody wanted to, you know, mine's being played in Paradise City, but if somebody else wanted to do it. It would be up to the board to make the decision if we're going to pay for people to take those classes. I think it was about $200 a person without the test.
Yeah, which isn't a bad cost.
Yeah.
Well, if you pass the test, you'll be an expert. You can train us, right?
If I pass the test, that means I have good memorization skills. That's what test is equal to.
That means he can still receive his paycheck.
Yep.
Do you know how to take the training? No?
Do you want to learn? That's the question. The real question is, do you want to learn?
Yeah, if she helps you, will you do it?
Do we need to type yes on there, or are we good? So, yeah.
Do you want me to go call them?
Yeah, because otherwise we can do something else.
I don't know if do we need to do a different thing.
Oh, where's the
PC input down there, probably.
Yeah, do the input to PC.
Right here.
Oh.
Right there.
Oh, there it is.
Right there is your controller. I can go home and get Jay Ward, my Down syndrome boy. He'll get it to work. I couldn't get it to work, but he could get it to work.
Isn't that amazing, though, how they...
Oh, yeah. If they want to do something, they figure it out.
They're not afraid of it.
Not at all.
Oh, look at that.
I think the camera should be pointed that way.
Ask for a letter?
That's not what I asked.
Oh, oh.
Admit one guest, yeah.
You gotta admit him.
Yeah. Let him in. Well, can you hear us?
I'm gonna hit your voice.
It's not saying it's muted.
I'm gonna say.
Can you hear me?
No, yeah, we can hear you. Need to turn up the volume, is probably what we need to do. Now say something. Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh.
Good to see you.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Well, we want to get you all lined up, take care of our website. So you're all ready to do that?
Yeah, we're all ready. I've got the domain kind of switching over. It takes a little time for that to happen, but we should get it over to my server within the next few days.
Okay, so what do we need? What do you need from us? And what are we...
I think what we really need is to make sure I'm talking to the right people. So I don't know if there's a certain person or a couple of people that want to take charge on your end to answer the questions, provide the information that we need on that site, just so I know who I'm talking to and we make sure we do this as efficiently as possible.
Brian Andrews.
I think it should be a member of the board. And I thought, didn't we pass the representative be over this committee last board meeting?
Well, we talked about it, and everybody was like, no, I don't want to be on that website board subcommittee. So, I'll show him everybody in the room, and then he can say, eeny, meeny, miny, and mo, and we'll get one picked or two.
I think Justin has the most input on it.
Yeah, you need somebody that knows what they're doing.
As long as I'm not the only one.
As long as they can read.
you have pictures?
That qualifies you.
Pictures?
Yeah, pictures.
Is anybody willing to help?
I can help if I need to.
So McCray and Justin, will that work for you?
That'll work, whoever it is, yeah.
Justin is your first contact.
Sure.
I actually talk to Nate several times a year anyway.
So yeah, that's fine. Just have either you or Kristen send me your contact information and then we can get going. The first thing I'll need is just the information you want on those two pages. So,
well, we know, do you have...
In a text file or whatever form in, I can pick it from there.
The stuff from the previous. We gathered up that video.
We got all the videos and the... we have a previous website. It's narrowsproject.com. I'm just pulling it up now.
Yeah.
It had a bunch of links. And I can send you those links.
Okay.
The actual documents that just brought up.
And then the video.
And then we've got videos on that played as well.
Yeah. Okay. For video, generally the hosting services don't want to host videos just because they take a lot of bandwidth. So
I set up either we can do it as a private link on a YouTube.
That's what they did before. They just had a YouTube
Vimeo link. Or something like that, yeah.
Does so it still on YouTube?
Yeah, on YouTube, and we can just link to it.
Oh, wait, so we just need to put it back on
YouTube. We just need to put it back on YouTube.
Well, we'll let you direct on what we need to do and how we need to do it. We can provide what we have information-wise, and then we can discuss how the website looks and everything, what works best, because you utilize your expertise on that.
What I generally like to do is, and I'll do that on this one, is we kind of put it into a coming soon kind of pre-publicized version, so I can give a few of you access to take a password access to see it as it's being developed.
Mm-hmm.
And once we're happy with it, we'll take that off and roll it out to the public.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
And we had all agreed you all wanted your personal cell phone numbers and emails listed, right?
Absolutely. Are you really going to be on this committee?
Careful what
you get. Yeah. You wanted it.
There's ways to get even. So
yeah, and I've got his email.
Okay. And you're just sending him these guys, right?
There was the option to give each of the board members a Sand Peak Conservancy.gov email address. A little bit of cost to that, but that gives you kind of privatize that away from your personal email so that you can keep it separate and then don't have to worry about sharing that after to everyone. So that is an option, but
I don't think it's an option.
To put on that
to I don't think we're using that option at this time.
Yeah, we just do have that district one. If we
yeah,
yeah. I think we're just going to use the district one for all emails.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, other things...
Yeah, I think that's all I really need tonight, just to make sure I know who to interface with. And as soon as that domain is pointed to the right server, like I said, it might take a couple of days for it to get propagated through the whole system, and then we'll start getting it developed.
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's good to work with y'all again.
Okay, good to see you, and we'll let you go, unless anybody has questions. Any questions? Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later.
Okay.
So I just got a text message. Their traffic is backed up even more.
So what time are they going to get here?
Well, they're asking. Said, sorry, traffic is pretty bad, and our ETA is now 8:25. Does that still work?
We're home in bed by then. Yeah. Reschedule, sounds like.
I don't believe that, but it's okay. That's a wish.
But I mean, that's an hour and a half away.
That's, I gotta say, incredible. That's...
So where are they coming from?
Salt Lake, the airport.
From the airport.
Oh, but they flew in here just for this?
Well, not just for this. They've got other stuff all week long.
We probably owe it to them then, you know, if they...
Yeah,
when else are you going to do it?
Centerfield people. There is, I don't know if you guys were talking with Amit or Will.
Will.
And Will and I was talking, there's a potential too, and I have not talked to them since they got here. I was going to also host a video conference call, basically, out of Fairview City. But that would be Friday. They wanted to do it tomorrow. I told them I've got other plans, but I can do it Friday. So there's also potentially that as well. What do you guys... You guys traveled here for...
Well, for us, I mean, so this video call is just...
Because it's probably going to be the exact same
thing. Yeah, so we've already done...
I'm telling you, it's great.
Yeah, I've been through the video call myself as well.
Oh, okay.
Randy hasn't seen it, so it'd be nice for her to watch it, maybe. But if it's, I mean, I'm assuming it's the same thing we just did last week.
So, what was your guys' thoughts?
And we had a specific question as far as just making sure that, because when we start putting our secondary meters into the system, we just want to make sure as the what, usage allowance, I guess, if we could change that so it shows up on the bill. I don't, but I don't know that.
Well,
I guess the show as
separated, because is it going to be through the same meter reading system?
Well, I'm assuming that's what this is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a new water, a meter reading system, meaning like?
So, generally, your manufacturer of your meter produces your meter reading system.
Okay.
This integrates that system with your billing system, and if you've got GIS or any of that stuff, it becomes the hub for all of these different programs. So that there's one portal for your end user to get in and be able to look and see it's their water usage.
All right. Well, then Xander would probably, because that's who we ran all of our secondary meters through. So that means Brad would still continue setting that whole thing up. And then this thing just becomes like a platform for everybody to see it. Kind of thing.
Well, yes, it provides your end users a portal to log into. And they can look up their trends, you know, but it'll automatically notify them when you read your meters. It's going to send something out to them and say, hey, if they signed up, if they gave their an email or a phone number, and it will automatically tell them, hey, you're up 200% from what you was last month, or, you know, you're 15% of what you was a month ago, your water saving things are working. If you are decide to do maintenance, you know, you can just, I don't know if you guys have GIS. You do? So you can get, it'll interface with your GIS system as well. You go in and say, you draw a polygon around those customers and say, hey, your water's going to be turned off, and it'll automatically notify everybody that you're doing maintenance or your water system shut down in real time. With your Zenners, are you a monthly read or AMI?
Well, see, our Zenners, we have to start reading, but it's going to be a radio read.
Okay, so monthly, quarters, however you decide to. So that's dependent upon the meter that you install. So they might have confused you there with that a little bit. Depends on, you know, Zenner does have AMI meters, but they also have RF meters. You know, that you drive by and pick up that signal, and it only reads when you.
No, yeah, we've moved away from that.
Okay.
But our culinary readers are still all that, but. We were planning, if we continue going with these guys, who's going to switch that whole system over.
To the AMI?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it is hourly. Then it is real time. The minute they go over their allotment, it will send them out a notification.
Yeah, even like a 50% warning or an 80%.
You can set those thresholds. You can go in there and say, hey, I want people to know. And it really comes into play, especially with the irrigation stuff. I don't know if it's happening in your guys' area. When they get the meters installed on a secondary, the state is now also mandating that they put in a tiered fee. So right now, you're paying for your water by shares. But what happens when somebody goes over their shares? You have to create inside your irrigation system a cost structure so that if somebody goes over their shares, they have to pay back into the company for the shares that they consumed.
That wasn't theirs, right?
Yeah, that wasn't theirs. And there's a lot of irrigation companies scratching their heads saying, how do we put this together? And this is some of that answer.
Right. And the nice thing is, in Centerville City, we overflow our culinary tanks into our irrigation pond.
Yeah.
For an opportunity to have some water.
Sure.
Than the shares that are getting put into it.
Yeah. And account for that other stuff. But how that's going to play out with all of these irrigation companies, everybody's going to have a little bit billing, different billing structure,
right.
And nobody knows how to build that yet.
Yeah, well, and these guys seem like it would be a great help for us to figure it out. That's why we're so excited about it.
A great help for that, and just that public interaction, that public notification, because everybody, you install the meters, and everybody's first question is, okay, now what?
Right.
What do we do next? And it will.
Or what do we do now?
Yeah.
Or
what
do
we do with the meter?
Or anything like that.
And it automates all of that. And you're going to see more and more of this coming from all different directions on water.
Does it integrate into the Vision of Water Rights data set itself?
I don't know that it directly does, but at the end, it should automatically collect all of your data and be able to spit out a report that you can just take that report and enter it right in.
Upload into their reporting system?
Yes.
Because right now they're not doing real time, but you have your year. I just did two irrigation companies they asked for this year as trials.
To do real time?
No, to just do from an irrigation company yearly reporting like they do the cities.
Right. And it's going to be overwhelming.
And it's in, yeah, February,
especially
March.
For the office staff. I mean, you guys probably know that, but especially on the office staff stuff.
Sure.
You're going to get phone calls. You're going to get stuff you've never really dealt with before because people are not used to having.
Just don't know, right?
Yeah, and the state reporting is quite a bit different because they want to break your stuff down in terms of municipal, ag users, industrial.
There's
four
different
categories.
And keeping all of that separate. And your water loss. I mean, that's the one that they're going after. That's the one that I have put all of my focus on, is that water loss. Because people don't ever think about that. That's where the meters actually are beneficial for water providers. If you're metering what's going into the system and you're metering what's going out, and what went out to customers is a whole lot less than what went into the system,
right.
Now you know, hey, I've got some leaky pipes, some leaky ponds. And it'll quantify that for you, and like their stuff will dump that information out. Instead of, you know, right now I probably spend a week, a year, just going through numbers, tallying stuff up, and putting together that stuff.
Beautiful spreadsheets, I bet.
They are. And they're colorful.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, that's what's important.
And they automatically graph.
Yes.
And then, you know, I've got all my functions built in where I don't have to do it that much. But, you know, having this just take care of all of that is where it's really going to be.
Yeah, it'll be a huge blessing.
So the question we are, do we want to stick around and wait?
Yeah.
And are they really going to take that long, or is it going to speed up after a little bit? Because usually after 6:30, the traffic gets a little lot better. You know, it starts to move, but unless they got a wreck.
Will's probably in his 20s. Seemed like he was a college kid. I'm guessing that is based off of his map service.
It says the maps are clean. It's not any slowdowns now.
I don't know. It's up to you guys.
I'm good either way.
When else are you going to do it?
Huh?
When else are you going to do it?
Well, immediately, probably not.
I say we won't get the opportunity again. So, but
as far as the Conservancy District, you know, we talked about we're trying to get, you know, new meters in the diversions. This has the potential of minimizing a lot of our headache when we get down to that path, and because the irrigation companies are going to want to say, okay. You know, we put these meters in, then what happens? What happens with the data? How does it make my life easier? And this will integrate with whatever meter reading system we end up putting in and automatically calculate all of the stuff. If somebody goes over their water right, it'll send them a note. When we get, you know, the reservoir built. It'll automatically tell people, oh, you've used what your portion coming out was. Or if you maintain, you know, your flow wear rate out of that, you're going to exceed it prior to when you want to. There's that kind of stuff too, of being able to say, I've got this much water, I need it to stretch. What are my goals to make that water stretch as far as possible?
Or also, once we get those diversions all done, we turn this much loose over the mountain, but it's not going to where it's supposed to be, so...
We can track it.
We got to go track it.
It will
Someone in the middle's taking what they're not supposed to be taking.
Yes. And really, you know, aside from making it easier on the irrigation company's lives, I see it as that tool that prevents a whole lot of fights and arguments and lawsuits, because it's going to keep track of whatever it measures and produce a report where the there's nothing to argue.
Well, and we're requiring meters on all our projects, and metering components, so it all ties into what we're requiring.
Right. And we may, I don't know, I'm not proposing at this time that we're helped to fund any of these. I think we're a little too early. But down the road, I think it could be tied to that.
So,
and there might be others. Keep that in mind. This is one business model. There might be other companies that come up, but this is what's coming our way. I mean, it's just not the days of going out with a 2x4 and going, oh, this is how much water is going down the ditch. It's going to be getting on a website and going, oh, the meter says it's flowing this many CFS, or, and the public being able to see it. I think for me, that's one of the biggest things.
It certainly made it easier for Centerfield. Ever since we put meters in, I think that our usage is straight way up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People that were running, you go by now. I had one guy come to me and said, what'd you tell my neighbor? I said, we haven't told him nothing. Holy cow, he's hardly had it on. And he was one that just ran.
Yeah.
And so it's
funny how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not even
leaving.
Yeah, they don't even know what's going on.
But we've just got the meter there, and they're just like, oh, God, I better... Do what I'm supposed to do.
Now all of a sudden the Water Master's math works out, right?
Right. Yeah,
he does his math and goes, hey, things actually work right.
How much water?
I'm sure for us we'll probably take off, but I mean it's good. We watched it and it was good.
And so you have to go watch this.
So. Anyway, and I'm sure we'll give me a call.
And
we'll just set up another
thing.
Well,
and if you do something, let us know, you know, at the end of the week or whatever, and maybe we can tune into that.
I will be, if you guys follow through with it and end up implementing this, I'm going to ask you right now to be prepared to possibly give us your feedback on the system. And maybe even just come talk in November. You know, did it make life easier for your irrigation company? Did it do what it said it did? Because if it is, you know, why should only a few of us in Sanpete be running it? If it makes everybody's life easier,
sure. Right.
We want to spread that word.
I actually helped us with a whole bunch of towns coming over tonight.
That was probably out of their thing. This is a regular monthly water conservancy district.
Sweet, it's been great.
But yeah, whatever you guys end up doing, I would like to hear back. So,
sweet. I'll text you my number so you can reach out if you do something on Friday.
Okay.
Sweet. Yeah. We'll just let you guys have a cool session then.
I'll have to get out of here because it ain't going to let me have no service either.
Yeah.
Good.
Walk it down here.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks. Well, we apologize. We'll thanks for coming.
Oh, easy, right? That's the way it's open to Sam, but
it's great right either way.
Up here for this guy.
No problem.
Great. See you later.
Well, I guess.
He's coming for the
We need a motion to go into closed session.
Also move.
Okay, Matt. Second. Wade seconded. In favor?
For what?
Close session.
Yes, saying why.
Why were
you guys taking purpose?
You made the motion. You got to give us a purpose.
Here,
do you need some help?
Read that on the agenda.
To consider motions to enter close. Strategies regarding pending and reasonable imminent litigation and the purchase and exchange or lease of real property, where public discussion would disclose district negotiation strategies.
Yes. So that's what we're going in closed session for. Okay. Jay, yes.
Stan, yes.
Scott, yes.
Wade, yes.
Jay, yes.
Matt, yes.
Justin, yes.
Okay. So we're going into closed session at 7:27.